institutionally racist. Hundreds who were invited to this country decades ago have been left struggling to prove they're here legally. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the blame lies with the Prime Minister.
We're now seeing the consequences in a string of harrowing human stories. People's lives ripped apart because the personal decision and actions of Theresa May and her government.
The Health Secretary has accused big tech firms of turning a blind eye to the harmful effects of social media on young people. Jeremy Hunt's now given them a week to set out what steps they're taking to stop things like cyberbullying. A naked gunman has shot three people dead and injured at least four more in the US state of Tennessee. A customer managed to wrestle the gun off him outside a Waffle House on the outskirts of Nashville in the early hours. He then ran off on foot. In sport, Sir Mo Farah's broken a British record after finishing third in the men's race at the London Marathon. His time of 2 hours, 6 minutes and 21 seconds beat the previous British best set by Steve Jones 33 years ago. Olympic champion Eliud Kipchoge won it. Football, and Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he's fully focused on the rest of the season, having announced he's stepping down at the end of it after 22 years in charge. They're taking on West Ham in the Premier League this afternoon.
You have to make a separation between your feelings and the emotions that can come with such a decision, and as well what is important is your job, you know, and I want to do my job well until the end.
That game starts in half an hour, along with struggling Stoke against Burnley. It's goalless between Rangers and Hearts in the Scottish Premiership. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
Thanks, Barry.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM weather, brought to you by C2C Trains. Why not spend the day soaking up sunshine in Southend?
Fantastic start to the day, lots of sun. However, through the afternoon, cloud will push from the west, accompanied by some rain, perhaps heavy in places. Feeling warm once again, a little bit breezy, top temperatures of 21 degrees Celsius today. Tonight's looking like this, outbreaks of rain clearing eastwards by dusk, allowing some late sun spells. Overnight, it will be dry with clear spells, though turning a little bit cooler than of late, with minimum temperatures tonight you expect of around about 7 degrees Celsius. By the way, Monday is looking like this, dry, sunny intervals, however, it will feel much cooler than late as a moderate southwesterly breeze develops through the morning. Top temperatures for Monday 16 degrees Celsius. It's not quite the summer yet, still in spring, but enjoy the day anyway.
Phoenix FM weather brought to you by C2C Trains. Plan your next journey at c2c-online.co.uk.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Take That.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 welcome FM. Back, welcome back. Listen, Sunday Lunch is 4 minutes past 1 o'clock. Going to kick off the second hour with SNA, Karen Harris, track called The Weekend.
You say you got a girl. How you want me? How you want me when you got a girl? The feeling is reckless of knowing it's selfish. Knowing I'm desperate. Getting on in and love, falling all over love. I do it till it's last. Hanging out too bad, call a me go last. Like, is you coming home? Is you out with her? I don't care long as you here by 10:30, no later than. Drop them drawers, give me what I want. My man is your man, hurt is her man too. My man is my man.
gotta say I'm in the mood for a little bit more that. I mean, I'm saying what kind of these just 2 days. I need me at least about 4 of them, more of them, more.
Girl, you're the baddest. No need to practice, 'cause you're so different. You always winning. No girl can match this. They can never match you, 'cause you fire like matchsticks. You keep up your image, angel to sinners, but you the baddest. I can never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, everything I do for you, my lover. My lover, never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, yeah. My lover. 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 You be so fly, you're my Princess Jasmine. Taking flights every time we mapping. I'm upset every time you leaving, but I love how your ass be clapping when you're walking away. You take my stresses away. She's so smart up in the brain, so great in the face, and no one could ever replace. Can never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, everything I do for you, my lover. My lover, never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, yeah. My lover. 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 You a queen in the street, so no one else could be above you. When you be on the low, at least you know I got you. Baby girl, I can't lie, you got my heart locked up in your locker. And she ain't ever been about, that's why I can never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, never be a fool to you, my lover. My lover, everything I do for you, my lover. My lover, yeah. My lover.
Notes, My Lover, here on Phoenix FM. This is Marshmallow and Marie, Friends.
You say you love me, I say you crazy. We're nothing more than friends. You're not my lover, more like a brother. I know you since we were like 10. Yeah, don't mess it up, talking at ears. Only gonna push me away, that's it. When you say you love me, that made me crazy. Here we go again. Don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight. You can't be reasoned with, don't be impolite. I've told you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,000 times. Haven't I made it obvious? Haven't I made it clear? Want me to spell it obvious? F-R-I-N-D-A. Turning up at my door. It's 2 in the morning, the rain is pouring. Haven't we been here before? Don't mess it up, talking at ears. Only gonna push me away, that's it. Have you got no shame, you looking insane? Here we go again. So don't go look at me with that.
We're just friends.
So don't go look at me with that look in your eye. You really ain't going nowhere without a fight. You can be reasoned with them, don't be impolite. I told you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,000 times. Haven't I made it obvious?
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
It's easy to say it will never happen to me. The reality is it could happen to you. Elan Fire and Security have over 20 years' experience in the electronic fire and security industry. Our family-run business based in Essex is fully accredited to NSI Gold Standards, and we're police and insurance approved installers. To find out more, call us on 0800 0075 999 or visit our website www.elansecurity.com. Elan Fire and Security, keeping your property protected.
At MGM and Rocks Limited, we manufacture and fit beautifully crafted stone worktops for your home or business across Essex and London. With over 15 years' experience, we use the highest quality granite, marble and quartz, so you can rely on us for exceptional products and professionalism. To view our products and services, visit our website at www.mgmrocks.co.uk or call us on 01279 450 170 to speak to one of our experienced staff. MGM and Rocks Limited. Quality stone products from a name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Mikey here. Why don't you join me for breakfast every weekday morning only on Phoenix FM? It's between 7 and 10 and it's 98 on the FM dial or online at phoenixfm.com. Just after 9, we do the top 10 from when. This is where I play you the top 10 best-selling songs from a particular month and year from some time over the past 4.5 decades. Just guess the month and year. We've got travel news every half an hour and news at the top of the hour. So that's Mikey Poulter on breakfast only on Phoenix FM in association with St. Francis Hospice.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, and I'm joined by my guest for today, Jessie Dipper, in the studio.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Tony.
Enjoying the sunshine?
Yes, indeed, although we're in a bit of a box.
Well, welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show. You're from...
Hertfordshire at the moment.
Okay.
Yes.
And before that, you was in quite local, weren't you?
Yeah, so I used to live in Birmingham for 2 years. Before that, I was in Oxford. And before that, Leigh-on-Sea, Essex Way. So that was where it was. And
Essex.
London and
so
all
that. So you're familiar with Essex. Have you ever been to Brentwood before? Is this first time?
Probably. Yeah, doing bits and bobs. But
it's
yeah.
where they film the Tabby. Do you ever watch
exactly.
the Tabby?
Yeah.
It's like Essex royalty around here.
I don't sound very Essexy, though.
It's sunny. Apparently, we've got palm trees somewhere in Brentwood. Yeah, you're not alone. You brought your mum with you, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Say hello, mum.
Hello.
She's going to come up and dance, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. That'll
she
go
kind
viral.
Of crashed out on the chair. It's like the green room, but it's kind of in here, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
Some shout-outs to go. You're on Facebook Live. I've not done a Facebook Live yet, so but you are filming, and how's it going?
Yeah, it's going well. We've got a few listeners from different countries, because I don't know where I'm from, but we've got Lucy from kind of Southeast Asia Way, and... my dad in Hertfordshire, we've got some people in Lee, and Oxford as well, yeah. So all over the place, yeah. Hello.
So if someone wants to see you on Facebook Live, they can head over to Facebook and find...
Jessie Dipper, yeah.
Is it easy as that? Just Jessie
Dipper? Yeah, it's just that. Find me everywhere.
Okay. Right, let's get to the music, because obviously you're a singer, songwriter, you play the guitar. What is your musical genre?
I would call it alternative acoustic, because I play a lot with loop pedals live and stuff like that, so it's not what you expect to hear, I hope.
I like the loop pedals. Loop pedals is, if you don't know, it's where you play a bit of a song, you hit the button, it loops, and while it's looping, or playing the riff or whatever it is, you then play over it, and you can do that multiple times,
yep.
can't you?
Yep, and you can dance while doing it.
You can indeed.
Yes.
But obviously that's electronic, so it's quite hard. It's like you have to set it all up.
Yeah.
Musical journey for you started when you were young. What made you get into music at such a young age?
Wow. So I've grown up in a lot of different places, and music for me was always continuity within being geographically lots of different spaces and stuff. So my family are quite musical, and it's been incredible just them encouraging it along the way. But for me, I think music is just such a gateway to feeling so much more and really working out what I'm feeling and then being able to just communicate it to as many people as possible.
And when you say your family's quite musical, does that mean your mum's going to suddenly jump in for a song anytime soon?
She just asked off air, do you need backing vocals? And I've got two wonderful sisters who actually had a gig last night and they sung along with me.
Oh, are they singers as well?
Yeah. Well, they just, you know, like to do it. They're still at school at the moment. Yes, they are quite good. I'm a bit like Robbie Williams of Take That. So I come back from all my gigs and then they try and sing with me and I just want to punch them because they're not singing the right thing.
What do you listen to? What influences your music? What's your music? Do you play what you listen to, or do you completely different and genre-wise?
I love Ed Sheeran. So mixed messages now, I guess, with lots of people thinking he's gone a bit too big now. But I really genuinely love what he's done, and I've followed him from just before he was all famous and stuff. And I love, there's a band called Wren Collective who kind of come about, and they're awesome. Mumford & Sons, so that's folk-esque.
Yeah, yeah.
But then like John Mayer and Mark Knopfler, Jimi Hendrix. Like, I love rock and blues as well, so I'm quite a bit of a mix.
Ed Sheeran's kind of stayed fairly true to his style. Yeah. I like him. I'm not keen on when they have all the tracks in the charts at the same time. And the radio's just playing Radio Ed Sheeran. Yeah. But he's got some great tracks.
Yeah.
Talking about tracks, should we play one? You're going to play live in the studio?
Sure, yeah. This one's called The World.
Okay.
So I hope you like it. It's on my second EP.
Okay, take it away.
I'll travel the world when I'm with you. These chains won't hold me down when I'm with you.
I've got dreams coming out my ears. Adventures, expeditions, the words that appear in the world. Feels like my oyster. I see possibilities of the rod on your shoulders. But I hate shellfish, so I'll call it an omelette. I pray I'm not selfish, that I pick up this gauntlet. It's responsibility to carry a message. From the mess you make it, give it the name blessed. Oh yeah. So I'll travel the world when I'm with you. These chains won't hold me or down when I'm with you, yeah. Cause I saw them honors moving beneath me from on the run. In this life that's temporary, backpack strapped on, guitar in my hand and a smile on my face as I'm in with your plan. But the rhythm of my heart is latched onto yours, wisdom's melody in me. Please take the applause for I stand. Knowing your power, your strength when I'm weak, I'm the budge or the flower. So I'll travel the world when I'm with you. These chains won't hold me down when I'm with you. So despite the idols that this planet conveys and the stigmas, the trends and the accepted ways, may I cling to you, my firm foundation. Let's change the world with this generation. And I lean not on my own, but on your understanding. Cause as certain as the sun rises, I know my home's where I'm landing. And while butterflies flutter by and wood turns to ash, you're eternal in your promise, even if my strings snap. So I'll travel the world when I'm with you. These chains won't hold me down with you. Oh yeah, I'll travel the world for you, for you, for you. These chains won't hold me down when I'm with you, yeah. With the world. Thank you.
Fantastic. I love the rapping. Is it kind of called that rapping? It is kind of rapping, isn't
it? Yeah, it's almost spoken word, I guess. I'm not, like, really cool in hip-hop, but it's a lot of words, and I like words.
So you wrote that song. That's off, did you say, your second EP?
Yeah.
So tell us about the first EP.
Okay, so the first EP, I said I lived in Birmingham, and I was studying singer-songwriting at music college, and there I recorded my first EP called Yours Live, and so that was just in front of a really intimate audience, just playing it all live with my loops and stuff like that. And it got mixed and mastered and everything after that recording, but it was just pure trying to be in the room with the audience. And on that was so I'll play a song later with a song on that track on that EP. So that was what it was, really.
Okay, if you could kind of bring someone in and collaborate with someone, I know you like Ed, and but who would you like to add to your music?
That's a good one. I'm a big fan of Lucy Spraggan.
Mm-hmm.
I like the rawness in her message. And I think she's really cool. But other people that are more kind of spoken word artists, like Humble the Poet, I think he's called. He's very cool. And there's a guy called Di Waldridge in Wales. And he's exceptional about just telling stories. And I'd love to incorporate stuff like that. And then really good guitarists like, you know, if I could say it, John Mayer would just be amazing to play with.
And do you ever play as like a band, or do you always go solo?
It's always just me. So me, my odd socks, loop pedal and guitar. But it does, I think, because it shocks people when I come up and play, and it does make a bigger sound. So it works, which is surprising.
Yeah. And from sitting here watching you, you kind of think, you're just going to kind of do a nice little mellow song, and then suddenly bang, isn't it? Sound explosion, a little bit of rapping and talking and guitar. Fantastic.
Well, there you go.
Now you've gigged at the Spice of Life. Tell us a little bit about that. It's said here on your Facebook, it's an ultimate female fronted pop party. That was a good line, wasn't it? Ultimate female friendly pop, but not radio friendly sentence.
No.
Pop party.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like it's, you know, the Bratz or Barbie dolls.
Yeah,
sounds like just a load of girls that are plastic. No, it really wasn't like that. It was so cool. I think I was probably at the beginning of it. They usually do put me there. But it was just an awesome night in Soho with a load of different bands fronted by females. There are a lot of guys in the band behind them, all wearing black, looking cool. But I was there with my odd socks just singing, and it was so cool because it's such an intimate venue. But, you know, people are really attentive considering. And Soho is an awesome place in London because you have such a mixture of nationalities and just people, really. And I love people to bits. So it was just great to have a real fusion of rock and pop and indie and acoustic. So good night.
What's your favourite type of gig? That sounds like upfront and personal. Do you like that kind of, not personal as in the washing powder, personal? Would you prefer being in a pub, club, close-up audience type, or would you like to be on a big stage and kind of put it out to the bigger audience? Or do you like them both?
Yeah, I mean, I love them both. I've played at some random places. Like, in the summer, I was playing at Lord's Cricket Ground a lot.
Oh, wow.
And that was, like, everyone was drunk. And it was hilarious.
They do at cricket. Well, that's nothing else to do.
They drink champagne and, you know, eat really, really posh things. Yeah. That's a real stereotype.
Don't
but
do that. Don't do that at the Essex Cricket Ground.
Yeah, I know.
They just drink beer.
Yeah. No, they're wonderful. But I've also played at, like, even pubs with, like, the sound guy and the promoter there. You know, in terms of crowd, there's a real difference. But I really love intimate spaces where we can almost have a conversation. I love kind of telling stories within when I'm not playing and stuff like that, and I really like that. But at the same time, like you say, I can play quite big songs, and I would love to one day play in a really big place, almost stadium like, and just, you know, see what happens. I think, because
yeah,
we all
you
have
definitely
a
put your name down for some festivals. So they do take, yeah. They do have you start somewhere, but they have a lot of up and coming artists on it during the day. I like the song so much, I think we should have another track.
Cool.
Tell us about your next track.
Okay, I'm going to play a song called Applause from Heaven. And this one isn't released yet, but I'm working on an album, so this is going to be on it.
Okay.
So this is called Applause from Heaven.
Take it away.
You taught me to love each day with all I have. To love and to give everything, though it's all I had. From dawn until sunset, I've known of greater grace than what I could ever have thought. Through joy and through pain, below you're not beside. Applauding from heaven, and I can hear the ancient chorus of dancing celebration. And I look forward to that time when I see you as I enter. Oh, through the gates open wide and the throne in the center. A bride veiled in beauty with wedding bells chiming. Yeah, we're singing from the chandeliers. No more sorrow, no more crying. Below you're not beside me right now. You're applauding from heaven. Oh, I can hear the angel chorus dancing celebration. Oh, I can hear the angel chorus, a dancing celebration. So when I arrive at eternity's door, all my tears will wipe away, for death is no more. For I know who I am. I'm the daughter of a king, and I'm the granddaughter of an angel who hears me when I sing. Though you're not beside me right now, you're applauding from heaven.
And I can hear the angel chorus, a dancing celebration, a dancing celebration. Thanks.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well done. We're going to have a song, let you catch your breath, and we'll be right back with Jesse Dipper.
Favorite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
That will be me here on Phoenix FM Sunday Lunch with Jesse Dipper. And that was Kylie Minogue's latest one we just played, Stop Me From Falling. Did you like that song?
Yeah, it was all right. I'd never heard it before.
Are you a Kylie fan? She's making a bit of a comeback at the moment.
I like Australia. Is she from Australia?
She is definitely from Australia. She was in Neighbours.
Oh, is it?
You might be a bit young for Neighbours, but I watched
it. Yeah, I never got into soaps. I was always not allowed to watch it.
It was when it was really big. It's still going, apparently. Neighbours, yeah. And Jason Donovan was the other one who was out of it. And they kind of went out for a while, I think. Oh. And they had a song out as well. Let's get back to the music. Now, tell us about your writing of your songs, because I know you like to rap talk, and you obviously got the melody, the song. How do you kind of put all that together?
It differs. So I have a brain that really doesn't turn off much, and I have many, many notebooks around, so I've got like a mini one in my pocket constantly. But everything, so you've obviously only heard two, but it's all personal experience. It's all from stories of my own life, you know, that kind of standard singer-songwriter stuff. But it's stuff that I really want to share with people. I feel like a lot of the time we as
British people, or we as people in general, don't want to share about our brokenness. And I know for a fact that I have grown up and I've gone through a lot and have been broken, and I really want to show the joy that comes in the morning from that brokenness.
And how old are you? Quite young.
I'm 19.
19. So you haven't done that much yet, really. So you've still got loads to go, haven't you?
Yeah, I know.
So on your songs, how does the talking part work? How do you write? Because I mean, it's quite quick. It must be hard to remember that. I couldn't remember all that.
I think I couldn't talk it if I read it on a piece of paper. It's kind of like muscle memory, I guess.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
fast songs. But yeah, I'm happy to waffle on, really.
Because normally in a song, you've got kind of you have cue points for the melody where you're going to cut out the song and then kind of go to the chatting. Is it easier with a song than just having to just rap it without any music?
I don't know. I've never thought of it that way. It's always because I've played guitar for a long time, and I think that's an extension of my anatomy. So whatever I'm doing, I'm often just playing myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I was to rap without the music, like me physically playing it, I think I'd probably lose track. But
yeah,
it's all about being together.
What about the melody? Do you put the melody first? Do you kind of go drive along and think, oh, you know, this is I could make a song to this, tap, 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 and then, or do you kind of do the lyrics first and then try and put the guitar over the top?
Again, it depends. So The World, the first song I played, I was just sitting in a bus shelter thinking, I really need to write a song this week. So I suddenly came up with the chorus melody, and I recorded it on my phone, went home, and I just kind of was playing around with some chords, and the words came out as I was walking to college that morning as well, the rapping bit. So it was all quite sporadic. Sometimes I can sit down and write a song start to finish with music as well, and usually it's lyrics and then music, or might take a few days.
It's an amazing talent. Now, you like to play, I've just noticed, in your socks.
Yes.
Which are odd. We're going to post them on Twitter, like before the show's done. Shoes off. I'm glad they're not. I hope they're fresh, those socks.
Yes, promise.
And did Mum make sure you washed them before you come on the radio?
I'm quite good at washing my socks now. I've been.
So you like to? Do you like to play? Is that take your shoes off, relax, and that's the style.
It's home, really.
Do you do that on stage as well?
Yeah, totally.
Kick off the shoes.
Yeah, it's a sacred place, I think, when I'm playing.
But not quite a few people do. I see it on X Factor sometimes. People just walk on barefoot, nice. Don't they? And off they start singing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good to kind of feel the music, I guess.
I'll have to try that one day when I'm on the radio. Just kick the shoes off.
Just don't have any guests.
Perhaps not. Yeah, it might be a bit smelly. Should we do another song? What are we going to do next?
I'm going to do a song called... that's a good point. I'm going to do Finding My Place. This is one about my sisters. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
Take it away.
Remember when we went back home after school to carry on the day's work of pretending to be cool, and for hours we were pirates on our homemade ship made from pillows and blankets and plastic plates that we'd flip. And the sofa was our playground, the floor was the sea, and that chair in the middle was where the captain used to be. And I was always stood there, the eldest in charge, but now all three of us are grown, and my job is at large. But I'm still finding my place in this crazy world, and I'm wearing that same face of that little girl. And other days, we just sang and performed outside to an audience of one which was far from simplified. And even then I was strumming and singing out of tune, and they'd always be the singers singing the wrong words of songs we do. But I'm still finding my place in this crazy world, and I'm wearing that same face of that little girl. I'm finding my place in this crazy world, and I'm wearing that same face of that little girl. But now that just looks like a bus on the horizon, oh, too far to see the number and too close to say never mind then. 'Cause moving on is what we do, and we'll just keep going. The different lives that we've been through, and sometimes without knowing. But I'm still finding my place in this crazy world, and I'm wearing that same face
this crazy world, and I'm wearing that same face of that little girl. Thank you.
And that's about the sisters.
Yes, it is.
And do they, how do they feel about you writing songs about them? Are they all, yeah, that's good. As long as there's nothing bad in it, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I've written them a few songs that I haven't shown them yet because, you know, they're a bit revealing probably from my observations of them. But I think it's always good to have a target in mind when you're writing a song.
Absolutely.
And they're easy to do so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you obviously have no problems writing songs. So you're already on to, is it EP number two?
I've finished EP number two.
So you're starting a new one?
Yep. So EP number two is called Home. Mm-hmm. And that was released June 2017.
Okay.
So last year, that was quite exciting. It's all kind of studio produced. So it's a different sound from the first one. And you can find that on Spotify and iTunes and all over the shop as well.
And I've seen a few videos of you on Facebook. Are they good to do? Is it fun to do those?
Yeah, it's great. So I had a thing during a period called Lent, mm-hmm. so from Ash Wednesday to Easter Sunday, and I was doing a 40-day challenge that I set myself to do a song every day for 40 days, and so those were all the songs, and that was quite fun, actually, because it was just kind of working out new covers as well, because I write a lot of my own stuff, and so having covers is good to keep it fresh. I could only get through 20 of those because I suddenly got quite ill, but back now, so I'm going to be doing those very, very soon as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do another live song before we go. I'm going to have a couple of adverts and we'll be right back with Jesse Dipper.
Costs? Then you need to give O&TT Smart a call. O&TT Smart are your local clean energy consultants based in Brentwood who could save your business up to 15% on energy costs. As well as saving you money, they can also reduce waste and make your business more environmentally friendly. Be smart. Call Tony on 07910 947735 and see how O&TT Smart can help your business reduce energy bills.
Ever wanted to invest in property but didn't know where to start? Hawkehurst Alternative Investments have over 20 years of experience helping investors create wealth by investing in property. With their guidance, connections and access to their educational workshops, you can get a head start, saving you money, stress and time. To find out more, call 0345 894 8441 or visit www.hawkehurstai.com. Hawkehurst Alternative Investments, creating wealth through property.
At Will Protect, your plans for the future are at the heart of everything we do. Even if you're just starting out in life, it's important to have your affairs in order. A few simple strategies can ensure that your home, savings and business are protected. Make us your first call for wills and trusts, care and bloodline planning, inheritance tax planning, powers of attorney, probate and deeds of variation. Call us today on 0345 894 8441 or visit willprotect.co.uk.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
So the good news, if you're driving about in Romford, most of the troubles have cleared. It's looking clear now on the A12 Romford. Also, the 127 from Southend heading into Romford, that's also clear. Most of the Brentwood has cleared up, although there is still a little bit of traffic on the A128 where it meets the B186. And also, it's heavy on the A128 coming into Brentwood. Can't see why. I think it's people just taking a drive in the nice weather. Further fields, A12 heading towards Ipswich is okay. M25 currently looking good both directions, as is the M11. So not too bad on the roads. Up to date on 98, the time is 13:44.
Take a closer look at the beaches and find out why residents love living here and why staff love to work here. Call us today on Brentwood 690 300.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, you are. Welcome back. And my guest, Jesse Dipper. We've been chatting about her music, her life. She's only 19, and her songs. She's
kind of on a third EP. It's doing really well. We're going to be doing another track. But first, we're going to ask her a couple more questions. First of all, Jesse, what's the plan for the rest of the year? Is it to try and get signed? Is it to get more EPs, more experience under your belt? What's next for you?
Well, it's interesting. I've been working that out quite a bit this week. But basically, I'm coming to the end of a kind of a year working alongside a church and doing their music in that space. And so after that, I'm planning on going away and recording this album for about a month. And then planning on going to Australia in January, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to do a course. And then hopefully that will kind of give me a lot more elevation. So it's all about getting as much opportunities as I can. But I don't feel a signing is necessarily needed in this day and age. I feel like I've learned a lot through what I've done so far.
And absolutely.
Yeah, and there's so much more to learn as well, which is really exciting.
And Australia, are you heading there on your own? Or?
Yeah, so there's a course run by a charity called YWAM, and they do it in kind of music training. In lots of different ways, basically to become an influence and to really be able to share a message.
How long are you going out for?
About 5 months.
Oh, Mum, what are you going to say about that?
She's excited.
On you go.
On you go.
She's written the song of the world.
Going to miss washing all those socks.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What about things like X Factor and we've got Britain's Got Talent on the moment. Yeah. Is that something you'd ever look at?
Well, see, I've grown up watching bits and bobs of Britain's Got Talent and I love that a bit. So if that was an opportunity that I thought maybe that was the right time to do it, I'd definitely take it. I think it's all about timing because you don't want to peak too soon or anything like that. I want to keep making new things and meeting as many people as possible. And Britain's Got Talent certainly would be a great alleyway. So, you know, if you've got any contacts, people listening, then, you know, hit me up.
Absolutely. Social media, if you want to find out a little bit more about Jesse Dipper, you're on most of the socials. On Twitter, it is.
Yeah, Twitter, Jess Dipper Music. And also the same for Instagram. And okay. I've got a website, jessedipper.co.uk.
Facebook?
Facebook is just Facebook/JessDipper. And you just Google my name, actually. It comes up with a lot of different
options. And you'll be able to find the Facebook Live, which we've been doing. That feed will be on there as well.
Yeah, it's basically me just dancing to the music.
And the show on demand will be going on from tomorrow. Yeah. So if you missed any of that, you can head over to finstfm.com and find the Sunday Lunch Show with Jesse Dipper. So you can listen again and again and again and again. We'll also be putting some photos on a bit later on. We're going to play out soon with a last track. Quickly, if you could go out on a dinner date with an artist, a celebrity, and just chill out with them, dead or alive, you can bring them back, who would you pick?
I'd love to pick the brains of Amy Winehouse, I think.
Oh, that's a good one. I haven't had that one before.
Just have a coffee.
Yeah.
Or maybe cocktail bar. It sounds like that would be a cool place to be with her.
And chat about music.
Yeah. I think there's so much going on. I'd love to, just same become
too.
Her friend.
I think invite me to that one. That would be good. I'd love to speak to her as well. Jesse, it's been fantastic having you on the show. A very, very talented young lady. I think you're going to do really well. You're going to have to come back and talk to us again.
We'll do.
When you've got even more music under your belt and you've got more experiences, you'll probably be writing about Australia, won't you?
Yeah,
you'll be coming back with crocodile songs and things like that. What are you going to play out for your last song?
I'm going to play you a song called Missing You. This was on my first EP recorded live, but I've re-recorded it and it's going to be released with a music video. And it's basically, I wrote it coming down from Scotland and seeing these snow-capped mountains either side. And I've talked about a bit about brokenness and growing up just with a lot of stuff going on. And one of those things was my cousin died when I was really young and we were very, very close. So that's really impacted me, I think, just in my writing. And so this is just about missing those kinds of people, a lot like the Applause from Heaven song was like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also about hope and it's about what's to come.
Jesse, thanks for coming on the show. Play us out. Thank you very much.
I want to echo the melodies your movements made, and I want to craft the rhythms that your fingers played, and I want to go up the mountains, my hand in yours, to see the world live fully and never press pause, because I'm missing you.
dancing here, and I'm all missing you with no touch of fear. I want to throw massive snowballs at your face, 'cause I just want to smile without the pain. And I need to feel you close to keep at bay, but that's easier said than done, so I'll just play. Because I'm missing you, dancing here, and I'm missing you with no touch of fear. Each other's air and hold on tight, 'cause each breath that we take is another word to write. Because I miss you, oh dancing here, and I'm missing you with no touch of fear.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
They are the fantastic Jesse Dipper, and you can catch that again if you missed it on phoenixfm.com on the Sunday Lunch Show blog from tomorrow around about midday. All right, we're going to have a little bit of Liam Gallagher now, and we've got NMM still to come.
And believed your wild excuses, you were sealing the deal. Halfway down the road, and ain't it funny how the ghosts they fade and suddenly appear. You've never been alone before, oh. And the wolf is at the door, oh. Now it's better if you hold your breath and don't look down at the pages of your paper crown. For more, and as the waves hit at the shore, you felt the fading of your will. Choke back the matter from the bottom of
Been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, truth in my lies right now are falling like the rain. So let the river run.
He's coming home with his neck scratched to catch black. Sweat jackets and dress slacks mismatch on his breast jack. He's a sex addict and she just wants to exact a binge and get back. It's a chess match. She's on his back like a jetpack. She's kept track of all his internet chats. And guess who just happens to be moving on to the next? Actually, just she called my last chick and she has what my ex lacks. Cause she loves danger, psychopath. And you don't fuck with no man's girl, even I know that. But she's devised some plan to stab him in the back. Knife in hand, says the relationship's hanging by a strand. So she's been on the web lately. Says maybe she'll be my Gwen Stacy, the Spider-Man. And I know she's using me to try to play him. I don't care, hi Suzanne, but I should have said bye Suzanne after the first night, but tonight I am.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, the truth in my life now we're falling like the rain.
That's it from me. Going to leave you with Eminem, Ed Sheeran, River. I shall be back next week. Eddie Webber is my guest. He'll be on the show. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the sunshine. Don't forget, Vicky Michelle's up next. Stay tuned. Enjoy your weekend.
Now how am I supposed to tell this girl that we're through? It's hard to find the words. I'm aloof, nervous, and sued. I want this to hurt, but what you deserve is the truth. Don't take it personal. I just can't say this in person to you. So I revert to the studio like coal in the wall diners. Don't have to be reserved in a booth. I just feel like the person who I'm turning into. Irreversible, I prayed on you like it's church at the pew. And now that I got you, I don't want you. Took advantage of my thirst to pursue. Why do I do this dirt that I do? Get on my soapbox and preach my sermon. And speech detergent and bleach is burning the wound. Cause now with her in the womb, we can't bring her in this world to the new. To use protection for I'm pitted to your forbidden fruit.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, the truth in my life now we're falling like the rain. So let the river run.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.